Hello, I'm Scott.
And I'm Michelle, and we are the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
This is the Main Street Mouse Weekly Podcast, show number 162 for September 30th, 2024.
For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving, and supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Soar into tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Dead men tell no tale.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you. But may I just say, aye.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Did you know it's not just Monday? It is International Podcast Day.
Furthermore, it's also Lions Monday Night Football Day.
Yeah, okay, so there's two things going on.
Which outranks National Podcast Day. Even if you're listening to a podcast, Lions football takes precedence.
I just thought I would mention it because thank you for listening to our podcast and to Scott and Greg's on Wednesday and to mine on Thursday.
We got a plethora of podcasts.
We are just
I know, I got to get with Corey. We got to get the other one going.
I know you do.
Then I have to find another one because I still have one more day a week, so...
Oh, you got something going on all the time.
I know. I'm gonna have five podcasts a week. I'll be on four out of five.
Well,
so it could happen. How's everybody doing out there? Y'all doing well? How you doing today, honey?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm tired today.
Tired?
Yeah.
How come?
You know why?
Because you don't sleep.
Because I don't sleep. So,
do you have anything to do with those two little hippos that lay feet?
Yeah. So I don't know about you guys, but I have two portly bulldogs.
Portly.
I'm trying to be nice.
Pigs.
my little piggies. And since the hurricane on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Which we're going to talk about.
Yes. They've just decided that I don't need to sleep.
Yeah, I don't know why. Cause and Ava was the one we worried, because Ava has issues with storms. She's very scared of thunder, rain, lightning, wind. She's deathly afraid of that, and we don't know if it's because of where she came from before she came. We're assuming it's from where she lived before she came.
Yeah, I think it's stress from where she used to live.
Because she tries to climb to higher ground when it's raining and such like that. So I'm guessing she was kept outside. That would be the best guess I could figure. So she did get her paws wet. So whenever it rains or we have a storm like that come through, we start to worry. And her vet told us years ago to give her a melatonin to calm her down, and mm-hmm. it works. And that's what we do when a bad storm's coming through. We give her a melatonin gummy.
Because it's too stressful for her. She freaks out.
And it calms her down, and she usually will rest. But it was Jack that was the problem Thursday night.
Oh, my God.
And the storm was supposed to actually hit Thursday during the day. It wasn't even supposed to be at nighttime originally when they told us about it. It was supposed to happen starting in the morning on Thursday and be done by mid-afternoon or whatever, the main part.
No, that's
it?
Not true.
I thought that's what they said.
No.
I remember something about it was going to be done by 1 o'clock or
start. No, they said they were going to start watching after 1 o'clock, but it wasn't going to hit our area till evening.
Oh, because I thought something had said originally that it was going to be earlier in the day because I was excited because it wasn't going to be overnight for a change.
No, it's always at night. I don't know why. I don't know. And... it's like we've been through around the block with these things and a few times, and it's nighttime, which is good and bad. I mean, I don't mind it at night only because you can try to sleep through it.
The only thing I hate about it at night is because the last two we had at our old house both happened at night, and both times we had leaking, and so I was up most of the night trying to clean that up as it was happening. The one night, the one really bad one, was that Irma?
That was at our first house here.
Okay, what was the second one where the house started leaking in the front?
That was Ian.
Ian. That was when Andrew and I were up to about 4:30 in the morning with a shop vac. And
yes.
I was digging trenches in our front landscaping trying to get the water away.
Good times.
Was horrible. It was horrible being out there in the eye of it was going over us at the time.
Yeah, Irma was the worst. I talked about all this on my podcast last week, Daydream Believing Podcast. Yes. And I went through our whole history of hurricanes.
Yeah. Since we have quite a history.
We kind of do.
I know. I listened to your podcast because I remember when you talked about the Walmart when we were there, and they said we're closing in a half hour. Get your stuff and get out, basically.
Yeah, that was alarming. Being at Walmart and all of a sudden they make an announcement like, "Hey,
get your stuff and get out.
Get out.
You ain't got to go home, but you got to get out here.
Yeah, get out. Bye."
It was kind of funny. I don't get all freaked out about the storms. I never really have. I know you used to, but not so much lately. You've been a lot calmer now. I think you just kind of realized whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen. We just gotta roll.
I mean, if there's major warnings for our area, I will definitely you know, feel that way. But
we take the precautions.
A lot of these storms, though, they can't predict which way they're going to wobble. So
until it's too late,
you don't know what to exactly to prepare for. But a lot of our houses, I know our subdivision is a newer subdivision, and you know, it has the hurricane windows and stuff right. on it. But and then of course. People, which we talked about this last week, that people like to go to check into hotels to ride the storm out because it's safe.
It is much safer to be in a hotel. And then if you can find one that takes your pets, it's even better for you to be able to go to something like that. And I know you wouldn't leave without yours.
I would not.
I know you wouldn't. And then we're fortunate. Knock on wood, we've never lost power for more than a blink.
No.
With all these hurricanes. And this is our third house in Florida, and none of them have lost power fully from a hurricane where we had to pull our generator out and get it going because it's...
No, I know as soon as you bought a generator, we wouldn't need it.
I know, and that's I'll buy 10 of them if it means I never have to worry about a power outage, because I can't imagine being in Florida with no power, no AC in the middle of the summer months when it's 90 plus degrees out. I can't even imagine. And then I always like that when the storms come, people go to, we went to Publix on Thursday to get water and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't think they'd have any, but they did. But people were in there and they buy water. Like they're going to be locked in their house for 7 months. People are buying more water for 48 hours than what they drink in a year. And I don't know why that is.
Yeah, I don't know why that is either. I mean, we didn't really have anything major around here, thank God. But a lot of the states above us had problems and are still having problems.
Tennessee's gotten really
Tennessee,
hit hard.
Yeah, I know.
I have
so
a friend
North
who lives
Carolina
up there.
Too.
My friend Tim was sending me pictures of places we were in Gatlinburg. Actually, the
restaurant. Oh, yeah, I saw Gatlinburg.
The Landshark Bar and Grill that we ate when your parents and we were all there just this summer. You can see the water all the way up to the doors and such in there by the little river that was there.
That whole street where all the tourist stuff is on was like a river.
That's just horrible. I can't even imagine having to deal. And they're still dealing with. They had two dams completely give.
It's terrible.
In Tennessee, which to have one give is horrible, but then to have two, I mean, it's just, I can't believe that that would happen. And unfortunately, that's one of those things that you don't know you have a problem until you have a problem.
Exactly.
So, but that was it. So last week, so we did a lot of prepping for the storm. We didn't really do much. Tuesday and Thursday, we recorded our podcast with the live podcast show. And then Thursday, you did Daydream Believing podcast. Then we prepped for the storm all week. We never went to the parks. We were going to go to the parks this past weekend. Andrew really wasn't feeling well. So we ended up not going. We ended up staying home all weekend, I believe.
It was the most boring weekend ever.
And Lions weren't on football on Sunday. So Sunday was a long day.
Lame. Very lame.
So, but we're going to stay home the rest of the night because Lions are on TV.
I'm still bored just thinking about it.
We were gone a lot today because we had to go out to Fox 35 so you could record a segment.
I did.
And not your typical segments that you record from our house on like a Skype or Zoom call. You actually had to go out there and be in the studio today.
Yes, I did. I was asked to partake in a holiday special and... they wanted to do like a recap. They're going to do like when it gets closer to Christmas, they're going to do like a recap of Disney for the year. So I did that. And I'm sure that that's only like just part of it. They're going to go through like everything that's happened.
Right.
But I'm going to be part of that year-end special.
Very cool. So it's like those at the end of the year, every television station, I think, does
recaps
of everything. Recaps. So that'll be Fox 35 here in Orlando's recap that you'll be a part of. So once you get that, I'm sure we'll share that out.
Yeah, it's fun going into the studios, and it's weird because, like, I get myself all worked up and worry.
A little bit.
Just, like, and I don't know, I was nervous yesterday just thinking about it, and I don't know why I do this because I do this for anything I have to go and work for.
Probably part of the reason you're tired today.
Probably. It's the anticipation is always worse than what the actual thing is, and I mean... Like, you know, like if I have a big media event cover, I worry and I don't sleep. And especially if it's in the morning because I hate mornings and I'm afraid I won't get up.
And like I always say to you, I say, you're always going to do well. You've never had an issue, knock on wood. that something's gone wrong at a media event or when you're recording. You used to do the radio. That was live on air. You couldn't, it wasn't recorded like Fox when you go out there to recording and then they edit it and all that and then they put it on TV later. But like when you were on the radio, that was live on those Wednesday mornings. I remember Joe would look at you and just be like, okay, we're live. And you see the light go on and...
That was cool. I mean, that was one really cool way to get broken into this whole industry as far as like radio, TV, news. I always feel better when it's over. And the thing is once I got in there, I was in the green room for a little bit and I was talking to the one producer who's also from Michigan originally. So we were talking about like fall and the cider mills.
Oh, okay.
And we're talking about Lions and Detroit and whatever. And then by the time I went into where the anchor was to record, I mean, I was fine.
Yeah.
And I'm always fine once I get there. It's all the stuff ahead of time, which is so stupid. Like, I don't know why I do that to myself.
Yeah, it's once you get in there, but it's anticipation of, well, because you don't want to run late, so you can't help traffic. So you want to make sure you get there on time. Then once you get there, you want to hopefully everything goes smooth and they don't have to, because you were supposed to record something last week and they had to cancel it because of the storm.
Right.
So you always worry about that, I'm sure, too, that anxiety of, am I going to do it today? Am I not going to?
Yeah, it's not as scary as one would think. It's just when you,
yeah, I guess. Because you're a pro at it.
Well, I don't know about a pro, but I am getting really used to it.
You're semi-pro.
Yeah, maybe.
You're between college and pro.
Moderately.
There you go. One other thing I just wanted to mention too, also our beloved Detroit Tigers have made the playoffs for Major League Baseball this year, and they start that tomorrow against the Houston Astros. So go Tigers. Lions are doing well, so go Lions. Red Wings are starting up. I mean, all the Detroit teams are coming in.
Yay.
Michigan's doing pretty good. Not great, but we lost a lot of players to the pros, so they'll do better. But everything's going good. I'm happy to be a huge Michigan Detroit sports fan right now.
I know you are. You better knock on wood because we got a game.
I know. I have nobody sitting there going, oh, how can you be a fan of those teams? They stink.
It's been a few years, too, so.
I know. I kind of like it.
I know you do. I see. You see the big smile. He's sitting there in his Lions jersey getting ready to watch football.
I am, because tonight they're debuting the black jerseys.
Which are cool.
With the new helmets and everything. So if you get a chance to tune into Monday Night Football tonight and see it, Lions will have new uniforms. Seattle's wearing new uniforms also that neither team have worn on the field before. So tonight that'll
happen. It's a fashion show.
It's a fashion show. It is. I'm not sure who's running the show. But it's a fashion show.
Okay, fair enough.
So we really don't have a lot to talk to you guys about this week. So I'm just going to kind of run through the news and we can maybe chat about some of the little stories throughout the way. One thing that did come out today, and I do know that you liked some of this stuff, was the new merchandise for the Disney Treasure.
Oh, yeah. I love that turquoise color that they use. Mm-hmm. And I know they had a lot of that when the Wish debuted. But yeah, so just like the Wish did 2 years ago, they had like an inaugural merchandise line, I think it was for like the first year.
Yeah.
So they're going to be doing the same thing for the Treasure. And of course, it has ears, shirts, spirit jerseys, stuff like that.
Yes.
But yeah, I whenever I see new merchandise, I'm like, oh, yay.
I know, and we're hopeful that we'll be on the Treasure for the media. Yeah, we hope that we'll be on the media cruise.
We hope so.
That. And if we do, stay tuned to the Main Street Mouse for all the photo updates and video updates of the ship.
You know I overcover everything.
but we should be able to get all that for you guys. And if anybody is interested in sailing on the Treasure, you want to reach out to our official travel partner, MEI Mouse Fan Travel, and they can help you get on the ship, one of the future sailings with them. So definitely check that out. Next thing that came out, and you actually had to do like a little Zoom video thing with the new Moana 2 merchandise and stuff.
Yeah, so last week I got this email and there was like a certain thing I had to sign into for Disney, Disney products and services or something. And there was an embargo until yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday you put it on.
But yeah, so I got to watch a video. I saw like a little like musical number from Moana 2. Mm-hmm. And then they went over all the products. Now the products are really just toys.
Yeah.
But they have like a Moana American Girl doll, which thought was neat. Because that's, you know, remember I wanted the Rapunzel one.
Yes, I remember. When they came out the whole princess line last year.
Yeah, and this year. Rapunzel I think was the newest one before the Moana.
Yeah, because we were actually at the Florida Mall that day when it dropped and I asked you if you were going to get it. And
no,
and then you told me how much those American doll cost. I'm like, okay, no.
Maybe not. And plus, I don't know what I would do with it. I'd probably just brush its hair.
Sit on the couch with Ava on one side and the American doll on the other.
Yeah, put the doll
side
and brush its hair. No, when I was little, like, that was my thing. When I would get dolls, mm-hmm. I would just brush their hair and, like,
that's
change. Yeah, I don't know why that is. I'd give them new hairstyles. I should have gone into to be a hairstylist.
I know. Why didn't you ever go into doing hair?
I don't know. I thought about it, I think, for a few minutes.
For a few minutes. And you're like, yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't know. But you're too much of a germaphobe, I think, to touch people's heads.
Oh.
I'm not being mean, but I'm just saying that's something that you have to sit there and touch somebody's hair and their head and all that. I don't think you would do well with that.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, if somebody had nasty hair, it'd be really hard.
Fix this mop.
No, it's no. Real. Like, ugh, yeah. No, okay, that's gross. I don't want to be a hairdresser.
See, you got that out of your head, right? Yeah, you cut my hair.
Yeah, but you're not gross.
No, I'm just saying you cut my hair, so you are kind of a hairstylist.
Yes, and I trimmed Ethan's hair.
Yes, when they will let you, if they don't want to go get it done professionally.
Yeah.
When they don't want to spend the money. Mom will do it for free.
Yeah, I'm free. I don't even get a tip or anything.
I know. They don't do anything.
Neither do you.
No, but but I get your coffee every day, so it's a trade-off. I get a haircut every 2 months, you get coffee. There you go. Another news story that came out this week, and something that hasn't happened in a while, is Captain Jack Sparrow. Johnny Depp himself returned as Captain Jack, going to visit children in the hospital.
Yes, and this time it was in Spain. That came out on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I also, when I put that information up, I posted a link at the bottom, because years ago, somebody had done a story, and I wrote about it, that he was going to different children's hospitals, and it was like kind of like a known thing that when he would travel for work
he took
the costume with him. And so he actually went to surprise some children over the weekend in his Captain Jack outfit. And then he stayed and he took pictures with the staff and doctors and stuff. So
now, is that the first time he's done it since the trial and he was,
you know, I don't know. This is the first I've seen it. I mean, he could have done it before.
Yeah, I was just curious because I know the whole thing with Disney and them firing him before they had any reason to really fire him.
Yeah, which they owe him a huge apology.
They owe him a huge apology. So does Universal for what they did with
him. They do. And you know, but what kind of guy is he, though? The fact that, you know, Disney screwed him, but he's going to put on that costume.
Still representing their character.
That means so much to so many people, children included.
Right. And he doesn't get any monetary.
No, he does it out of the goodness of his heart. And if more people would extend kindness like that, it would be a better place.
I know. And then you're going to have the naysayers who go, oh, he only did it for publicity. Well, he doesn't need to
do it. He doesn't need it. He's
Johnny Depp. He doesn't have negative publicity around him. I mean, they tried to put all the negative stuff on him with the trial, and look how that went. So
no, he's been known to really care about his fans.
He does. And this is just another sign of him caring about them and going into full makeup and hair and everything to become that character to go visit children. I mean, that just tells you he's more than just an actor. He actually does care about people.
No, you know, if I were famous, I would extend acts of kindness like that.
I think everybody should, famous or not.
Well, I mean, yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah. if something I did was important to somebody and I showed up somewhere, right. I would do that.
Yeah.
But you know me, I like do-gooding.
Yeah, I know. You like to be a do-gooder.
I try.
I just like saying do-gooder.
Do-gooders.
But yeah, so I thought that was great that he did that again, because like you said, we haven't seen that in a long time. And with all the stuff that came out during the trial and people trying to wreck his reputation and everything. And
you know what? That was 2 years ago, over 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure he's redeemed himself. And there was a lot of people that weren't buying it anyway.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. And we've talked to some of his co-stars from the films that had firsthand accounts, and they said, yeah, they said everything that she was saying was a bunch of crap. So anyway, moving on. This just happens to be an article on our website. It has nothing to do with the news I was doing it, but we actually, Lost Princess Apparel has our Christmas pre-order going on right now, our holiday pre-order for stuff. And it was a post you had put on the Main Street Mouse. So I just wanted to mention that that's still going on this week. So if you want to get some.
Till Friday, right?
Probably till Friday. So if you want to get some holiday leggings,
bags.
And we also have solid leggings on there. That's available through Friday. So don't miss out, because we will not be ordering a lot of extra stuff as we are switching manufacturers and our minimums have dropped.
Yes.
So we don't have to get as many. Anyway, back to Disney news. I always say that's Disney news because it's Disney inspired. But the Jollywood Nights Foodie Guide came out last week with all the yummy foods. And they have a lot of food coming this year to Jollywood.
Do they?
I mean, it there was quite a bit. I don't remember that much last year.
I remember certain things. I remember the sugar cookie martini with the biscotti in the top. That was delicious.
Well, this year they have the Agent P croissant. So Agent P from Phineas and Ferb. They have a waffle croissant dipped in caramel chocolate, topped with a mint cream chocolate hat, M&M milk chocolate candies.
Okay, I would eat that.
Which looks good. They are bringing back the holiday turkey popover.
Yes.
Which you talked
it's
a
like
lot
a turkey
about.
Turkey cupcake.
Yeah, turkey pop. Just the sides popover, which is macaroni and cheese and savory collard greens topped with cornbread crumbs in a house-made popover. Yummy. they have a PB&J donut, which looks like it looks like they took a donut, cut in half, and put peanut butter and jelly in between the two halves.
Could be.
So that looks good. They have a Kermit's frozen banana shake. So I wonder if we add a little bit of chocolate to that, if we'd have a chocolate banana. Chocolate banana one. Some of the drinks. This is all Fairfax Fair is going to have all this. You have the mistletoe martini, which will be there. Then at the Tip Top Club at Hollywood's Tower of Terror, you have more drinks there. Even some non-alcoholic sparkling apple cider. I'm trying to see the food, though. Let's see. Jazzy Hollywood's at the Brown Derby. They have chorizo arancini with Parmesan dust. I don't know if that's pasta or what. Oh, it's like the rice balls.
Okay.
That Panda loves. what else you got here? You got a Jazzy Holiday Slider, which is bison and pork, so beef and pork mixed.
No and no.
Yeah, you won't touch that one. They have a Korean barbecue bao bun, which is pork belly, so bacon.
No. Why do they got to use so much pork? I don't know.
But they do have a tofu bao.
Yeah.
shrimp cocktail. Can't eat it. I wouldn't make it. Sticky chicken wings with sweet and spicy soy. Just curious.
Probably not.
Charcuterie. So house-made cured meats with a Compiègne's blue cheese mousse. I'm not sure. Blue cheese mousse. I'm not sure about that one. But
so far, we're not eating anything.
Yeah, we're not eating much. They have a lot, but we're not eating a lot. But here's a lot of the beverages that are coming to the Brown Derby. So you have the Holiday Mickey Hot Cocoa. That one's non-alcoholic. The Sleigh Bell, which is ginger beer, was this an old fashioned made with bourbon, vermouth, and cherries. Espresso martini with Stoli vodka and Kahlua.
That's probably good.
And Joffrey's cold coffee in there. They have a peanut butter whiskey cream, which I'm curious. I love peanut butter, so I'm wondering if I would. I don't drink, but that. Anything with peanut butter I like usually. They have a sidecar, which is a cognac and orange liqueur with sweet and sour. Pomegranate whiskey sour. Hollywood Lights, Captain Morgan spiced rum with Parrot Bay coconut rum, pineapple, and cranberry juice. That does sound pretty good, actually. Vodka martini, Grey Goose, and dry vermouth. Spiced pear martini. And then a peppermint schnapps sipping chocolate.
So I didn't see the sugar cookie martini in there, but I did see a picture of it somewhere.
It might still be in one of the other ones. Epic Eats have a spicy Korean chicken funnel cake. Yeah, I'm not sure of funnel cake and spicy chicken with coleslaw. I'm not sure how that would be. And then they have a s'mores funnel cake, which has a big piece of marshmallow on the top. So it's kind of reminding me of the s'more that they're selling at HHN for Ghostbusters,
Yeah.
Then you have a warm spice cha cocktail. Dockside Diner, they've got spicy pimento kimchi dip, samosas, potato and pea stuffed samosas with curried chickpeas. Not sure. Poutine potato bites topped with gravy, brisket, mozzarella curds, and chives. And then Christmas tree cookie stacks, which is just a stack of different cookies with frosting in between. Santa Claus dark hot chocolate, non-alcoholic. And then Naughty or Nice Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey with ginger mixed with orange, cranberry, grapefruit. That kind of reminds me of the drink we had at the thing at Stadium Club with the Crown Royal and then the different juices.
Oh, yeah, that was pomegranate lemonade, though.
Yeah, so it might be similar. I don't know. ABC Commissary, you got cauliflower tacos, birria tacos, which are short beef rib, chicken empanadas with street corn, Yucatan chicharron, not sure if I'm saying that right, probably not, which is fried pork belly and yuca fries. You have Taco Bell, a holiday cookie. So it reminds me of the Choco Taco, but it's a cookie.
Yes.
And I think I may have to try that because it's cranberry cheesecake filled chocolate cookies dipped with cranberry white chocolate topped with pistachio whipped gold crispy pearls, chocolate holly leaf decor, and sprinkles.
You would like that.
I would love that. I'll take 7. and then they also have a Mexican hot cocoa cheesecake, which looks like a drink, but it's actually cheesecake in a cup. which is going to have a little bit of spice in it. So I think I would probably like that. Some of the beverages there, mango, frozen mango beverage with mango chili lime sauce. Another mango drink with tequila, coconut, I don't even know how to say the words, coquito, I guess,
yeah.
Coconut cream, coconut milk, condensed milk, Bacardi rum, Captain Morgan's, and then another old fashioned that they're going to have there that has chocolate and orange flavoring in it. Baseline has macaroni and cheese croquettes, charcuterie cup, which is Toma cheese, blue cheese, chorizo, and salami. Not something you would like. And then the Bavarian pretzel, which you've had. And then they have beer margarita.
Eh.
Yeah, I know you don't like beer. Over at Ice Cold Hydraulics, you got Duffy Brownie, which is Coca-Cola fudge-filled cherry white chocolate chip brownies covered in Coca-Cola buttercream and caramel chocolate. So I'd probably be willing to try that. And then they had a frozen drink, which is dark and snowy frozen blend of Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey with Coca-Cola.
What?
So it's like a frozen Coke with drinks in it. Pizza Rizzo has a bunch of, there is so much stuff actually this year. What was the thing you were looking for?
I was looking for the sugar cookie martini.
Sugar cookie martini. I'm not seeing, I see a caramel apple one made with Werther's original caramel.
That'd probably be good.
That'd probably be really good actually. Yeah, I don't see the sugar cookie one. I see the gingerbread. Oh, is that it? Oh, yeah, there it is. It is going to be at the various lounges and outdoor venues. So it's going to be at different places.
I'm pretty sure I got mine at one of the outdoor bars last year, kind of by the Brown Derby.
And just in case you're curious, so the sugar cookie martini was Stoli vanilla vodka, Bailey's original ice cream, DiSorno original liquor mixed with milk and sugar and topped with holiday sprinkles.
It's really good. It tastes like a boozy cookie. It's really good.
A boozy cookie. And then there's also still another, there's another cart that's going to be across from Beverly Sunset Boutique. This is an annual pass holder exclusive drink, frozen espresso martini.
Ooh.
It's going to be made with Joffrey's cold coffee brew, Minute Maid vanilla smoothie, chocolate rum, Kahlua coffee, chocolate sauce, and topped with chocolate.
Where's that
pearls.
At?
It says the snack cart across from Beverly Sunset Boutique. So I'm guessing, so I think the boutique is where the Pandora store is. I think that's the boutique.
I don't know.
And across from there, like where they sell the drinks right there.
Oh, yeah, it could be. Thing.
So I'm guessing that's where it is, but I could be completely wrong. But lots of good items. I know they've really upgraded the menu from last year this year. So we'll see. Hoping to make it to Jollywood this year. We're not sure if we're going to be able to yet or not.
I hope so.
But we will see. But it was a lot of fun last year when we got to go, and hopefully we get to go back. Another thing that came out in the last week was Wizards Beyond Waverly Place. Their trailer and their premiere date for Disney Plus was announced. I believe it's the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
One of our guests from House of Mouse Expo Year 2, Maria Canales Barrera, is actually going to be returning to the show. She was the mom on the original series.
She was.
And she'll be returning. And I know a lot of people at the House of Mouse Expo, they said that she was like their TV mom.
Yeah, I know the kids really liked her.
Yeah, she was really great with all the guests loved talking to her. And a lot of the kids I saw, or teenagers and older, going up to meet her, though they said they'd been watching since they were little and that she'd always been a part of their childhood. So,
well, look at Aiden. He was all like, yes, whatever she asked him to do, he's like, okay.
I know. She could have said, can you paint my house? I'll do it right now.
He was getting her water and whatever she wanted. It was
whatever
cute.
She wanted, he would do it. But yeah, they would just, but she was so gracious with everybody. She was just a great guest.
Yes.
Wonderful. So if you ever do get the chance to meet her, do so, because she's definitely worth taking your time out to meet. And then the last thing that came out since the last show we did was the 2024 guide to characters at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. So they put out a guide showing you where each characters were going to be, which I know when we've been at the party, sometimes it's hard to find a specific character if they're not one of the big named ones like the dwarfs or Jack and Sally.
Yeah, and because of the lines, a lot of people don't stand in line for some of the characters because they don't want to spend their whole evening in line. And I heard, I don't know 110%, but I heard that all the parties are sold out for the rest.
Are they really? Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
With a full month to go.
Yep.
Wow. So if you don't have your tickets, got to find those resellers. I got two. Anyway, so that's all the Disney news for the last week. We don't really have a lot of other attractions, pop culture, more news. The Wild Robot DreamWorks film came out last week. Greg saw it. I believe he said it was really good. You haven't seen it because you even said on your show you don't know if you want to because it's one of those.
I don't need any more tear jerky things. Yeah. To cry.
Yeah, it's definitely, from even what Greg was saying, it's a tear jerky.
Yeah, I cry enough on my own. I don't need something to make it worse.
So, but it's gotten a lot of good reviews from what I've heard. So, if you're interested in going to see that, go see it and let us know what you think. excuse me. Universal also added, if you're a Premier Pass holder for Universal, you get a free ticket to go to Halloween Horror Nights. And they've added some extra dates into that. So originally October only had like 5 dates, and now they have like probably 10.
Oh, good.
9 to 10
dates.
We
still have to go.
We still have to go, but now we have a lot more dates to choose from, which is wonderful because I was really kind of stressing about it, and I thought we were going to end up going November 1st through the 3rd. But now you can go for October the 2nd, the 3rd, 5th, 6th, 9th, 10th, 18th, 20th, 27th, and the 30th.
Okay.
And then November 1st through the 3rd.
Gotcha.
Is the dates that are left. So it might be cool to go on the 30th.
Yeah,
the day
possibly.
Before Halloween. That could be fun. But yeah, they sent out an email. There's all kinds of information in there. I believe there are discounts for the RIP tour for pass holders this year, and then discounts on some of the treats and stuff for the pass holder menus. So if you're going to HHN, make sure you check out their guide on their website, and you can see what kind of pass holder benefits you're entitled to, and check all that out over there. The last thing I was going to mention, let me find my notes here. Aquatica also put out their benefits for October, which includes like they give you so much money a month. You get like $10 in rewards you can spend in the store and such like that with Aquatica. And then there's some other stuff in there. So that's going to be on the website later this evening. So you'll be able to check that out.
Okay.
excuse me. So anyway, that's all the news I have. That's all the information I have. And we're only at 31 minutes.
I knew that there wasn't much going on.
I know. I was trying to drag it out. That's why I was reading that menu. But then I couldn't pronounce half the stuff, so I had to stop.
Oh, so Star-Lord made an appearance yesterday over at Epcot. Now he was...
Who?
Yeah. So he was... I remember him being out there for when the ride opened.
Yes.
But now he's going to be doing meet and greets at Epcot.
Oh, good.
He
should have. I mean, there was no reason. He's not part of the Universal Marvel deal, so he could be out there.
Well, yeah, because they meet out at Disney California Adventure.
Right.
They have a big Groot out there, too.
Yes, they do. And I don't know. Yeah, they could have all the Guardians here, and it wouldn't be, because it's within, I think it's 70 miles of Universal that you're not allowed to, but it has to be characters that are involved in the deal, and the Guardians were not part of the deal.
Right.
Like Doctor Strange, when he used to meet at Hollywood Studios, he was allowed to. And if you remember, Star-Lord and Groot were meeting at the studios in Disney Presents, Disney Presents in the back room.
Oh,
there.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They were meeting back there for a while. So
that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I would like to see more Marvel characters.
I know you would.
I know. Every time I go there, I get so disappointed that Marvel stuff gets pulled out. Like the store at the studios, when we were there a week and a half ago, the one big store that used to be half Marvel, half Star Wars, and a little bit of Indiana Jones was kind of inserted in there too. So
yeah,
it was like
I know.
45, 45, and 10.
They don't have much Marvel stuff.
They got rid of most all of it. It was only Scarlet Witch stuff was in there.
That's weird.
So sad. Marvel makes more money, but Star Wars gets more stuff. So.
Well, you know, whatever.
So anyway, my question for you, or do you have any more news? Or?
So, okay, I did see one thing we can talk about really quick.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, we got like 30 minutes. So be that quick.
All right. So I was perusing on the internet, and I was on X, formerly Twitter.
Okay.
And there was this video out of Disneyland last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a woman getting arrested. Did you see that?
I saw it somewhere. I can't remember where I saw it. I think I saw it on my Apple News feed. I think I saw it on there.
Okay. So she got taken out by the cops, and she had her daughters with her, and they were crying and such. So people were like, oh, in front of her kids, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, full stop right here. No. So this woman has been warned before by sneaking in. Her kids are not two. They're probably four-ish.
Oh, wow.
And she's done this before. Like, she just ignores them at the gate and keeps walking. No, she's a pass holder, but okay. The kids are not.
So she's saving. She's scamming the system.
Trying. But, okay, so I guess this was like her fourth time that she pulled this.
Oh, wow.
So they caught up with her, told her, you got to buy the kids, we'll let it go, but you got to go get your kids tickets, and she refused.
Okay.
So she put up a fuss. Now, again, this is her fourth strike.
Right.
So they called cops.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cops had to pull her out of there.
Yeah.
And there were some people saying that it was too harsh. Those poor girls, how could they do that to the kids? But here's my take. How could the mother do that to the kids?
Exactly.
You know, like the employees, you know, it must have got so bad they had to call the police.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know what? Getting the kids out of there, you know, I think they put the mom in handcuffs and the kids are walking mm-hmm. with her. She was wrong.
Yeah. And that's what so many times the the keyboard warriors back there are always blaming the business. But the mother put the kids in that situation, scamming the system to get them in for free.
And what is she teaching her children?
To scam the system.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't feel sorry for her at all. I feel that she should.
I feel bad for the kids because they don't know any better, but that woman, she knew, and she was warned.
And if they came up to her and said, okay, we'll forgive it this time, but you have to buy tickets, you say, okay, I don't want to buy the tickets, but you do what you got to do because you don't want your kids to see you get hauled out of there. Oh, Disney would never arrest me. They're a business. At the end of the day, I don't care how many people say, not at Disney. Disney is a business, and Disney needs to turn a profit because they have stockholders who will vote out the people who are in charge if they don't make profits. And they're making record profits, but you don't do that by giving away stuff, because if they give this lady two free tickets, well, then they have to give how many other thousands of people free tickets also because she blew a fit and didn't pay. And it's like you have to. Especially a fourth time.
Yeah, she was a repeat offender.
Yeah, it's just maybe it shouldn't have been done in front of the kids.
Yeah, they said that she, like, they tried to stop her. Like, she scans in because she's a pass holder, and then runs. She just pushes through with the kids and keeps going. And that's so wrong because it teaches it. First of all, it's stealing.
It is.
You know, and I hate this. Okay, so I did read a couple comments. Most people were like, shame on that mother.
Yeah.
Not the cast members, not the cops, but that woman who did it.
Right.
And, you know, you always got a few people are like, oh, what's the harm? No, you can't do that because, you know, like, oh, they couldn't forgive it. Not four times.
Not maybe the first time they forgive it.
Yeah.
But by time four, she knows better. And now she's just abusing the system. And again, you would, like you just said, you're stealing from the company. And it's like, that's just, yes, you're paying for your pass, and maybe your kids don't go in there and they don't ride all the rides because they're small or whatever. But you, like you said, you're setting a principle that now when those kids have kids, are they going to try to sneak them in?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, and people wonder why kids have behavioral problems and stuff mm-hmm. today, because a lot of it's the parents' fault.
It is.
And her dragging them kids in there knowing they're not supposed to.
And you don't fight it. You don't run away from people who are trying to talk to you. You don't make a scene out of the whole thing. You could have said, you know what? Just let us leave and we'll leave right now.
Yeah, and the kids were like crying. But it was her fault because mm-hmm. she resisted. They offered, just pay for your tickets and, you know,
we'll
over.
Let you go.
Yeah.
Or leave probably.
Yeah,
probably
nope,
another
she
option.
Didn't do it.
Yeah, so she put them, Disney had to step in and be, it sucks for Disney. Because
yes.
they can't win, because in the public opinion, people are like, oh, it's two little kids you did this to. But like, if they do it for this one mm-hmm. and it makes public national attention through media, then how can they turn anybody else away?
No, and rules are rules, even if we don't like them.
Especially four times. One time, okay, smack on the hand, don't do it again. Second time, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Third time, really? Now four times? Come on.
Call the cops.
Yeah, call the cops.
Yeah, so she had it coming.
Yeah, I agree. I would have went and found the father and arrested him too, just for being a perp somewhere.
And you know what the cherry on top was? They hauled her away in cuffs with mouse ears on. Like, lady, really? You get what you deserve. Sorry.
But I bought the ears.
Yeah, too bad.
But she probably bought them at the Target. They're not even probably.
No, you know what? They didn't look like current mouse ears, actually. But
they're probably the old.
That's here nor there. It just, like, shame on her.
No, that is shame on her. And then it sucks because the kids had to see that. And now she's probably bad-mouthing Disney, who her kids are going to grow up now hating Disney because their mother, I got arrested.
Well, yeah,
Disney.
They should be mad at their mother.
But they won't be. I mean, it's the whole entitled day and age we live in now where people don't see it for what it is. They just see, I should be able to get what I want for free.
No, and you shouldn't, because if everybody else has to, you know, pay to play, so do you.
Yeah, because if that was the case, I want money back for the boys we had to pay for all those years.
Right? So
somebody owes me a refund if they let this lady go.
Did you talk about the hippo? You didn't talk about
that. I did not bring up your friend. You want to go ahead and talk about your friend that you and Greg and Holly can't stop talking about?
Oh my gosh. So Mudang, the hippo.
Not the newest rap star.
No.
MC Mudang.
Mudang is the new baby hippo overseas.
Yes.
And I don't know what it is. It's like, so, okay, so.
He's a pygmy hippo, isn't he?
Oh, he's so cute, whatever he is. And I was laughing because every time you see a video of Mudang,
mm-hmm.
it's either biting the knee of somebody or they hose it off. So
bite kneecaps like Dan Campbell teaches the lines.
Yeah, she bites kneecaps and they hose her off all the time.
Okay.
So she's always playing in the hose.
So she likes the hose.
Apparently so. And she likes to nibble on people. I don't think mean.
No, she's probably just playing, but as she gets older, if she nibbles, she could probably take somebody's leg off.
This thing is adorable. You have to. And then, okay, so yesterday I was on Twitter and I was watching something and I started to laugh to where I was crying.
Oh, you were? I thought it was something bad at first.
And he looks over at me. He's like, do I even want to know?
Yeah, because you were hysterically crying but laughing at the same time. And then I go in, because we have a group chat with Greg and Holly, and I look in there, and there's all this Mudang stuff in there. I'm like, oh, that's what they're all talking
okay,
about.
Okay, so I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in forever, but that was their season opener.
Okay.
And during their weekend update, they had Mudang.
As a cast member dressed.
Yes, yes. And they kept squirting the cast member with the hose. He'd be like, hose. And he's, oh, my God. Literal tears. Just so, so funny. So now, because I talked about Mudang, like all my algorithms are picking
up
this hippo. So every time I open Twitter now, it's all Mudang videos.
All you see is Mudang.
Yes.
Everywhere you go, Mudang, Mudang.
And now that we talked about it, you're probably going to see Mudang on your
probably.
Phone.
Probably. Do you want to let the listeners know what Mudang means?
It means bouncy pig.
Right.
And so I've been calling Ava Mudang this week because she's a bouncy pig.
She is bouncy, and she could be a pig.
She looks like a little pig.
However, Jackson's the only one's ever bounced and done anything bad because of it.
Yeah, it's true.
But, yeah.
But, yes.
Ava could be a little bouncy pig.
I'm going to start hosing Ava off.
So, Ava Mudang.
But, yeah, if you need something to make you smile in this crappy world, look up Mudang. She's adorable.
Oh, Lord. Or just go to Michelle's feed and you'll see it.
No.
Not yet.
But yay, Mudang.
Mudang. Okay, so I have a question for you.
All right.
And this one I really had to think about because it's getting hard to find questions for you that are Disney related.
Okay.
I mean, it's easy to find questions just in general. And I usually know the answer to almost everything I'm going to ask you. But this one I had to think about for a minute. So tomorrow begins October 1st, the spooky and scariest month of the year.
Ooh. Allegedly.
Allegedly. In California, Disneyland, one of our favorite attractions is hands down the Haunted Mansion Holiday Overlay.
Yeah.
Love it. The amount of detail, the fun they have with it, just incredible. A couple weeks ago, we were at Space 220 with a group of our friends.
Yeah.
We were there for a media event, but we sat with all our friends. And we were talking about if they could ever do an overlay here at our Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And some people had their ideas. What if you could, if they said, you know what, we're going to do a Haunted Mansion overlay at Walt Disney World, what property would you use to overlay it with? What character property?
Well, can you say Nightmare Before Christmas?
Well, you could.
I would like to see them do that here.
So the same way they do it out there.
Oh, yeah, similar, maybe not exactly the same, but similar concept. I mean, I love how they redo the graveyard scene with the holiday, like the big snow angels.
Yes.
And the big tree with the singing pumpkins and stuff on it. And
yeah.
I do love that very much.
Okay.
I know that others were talking about Muppets Haunted Mansion,
which I think would be phenomenal to do that.
Yeah, so you could do that too. I can't really think of anything else. Or what about like Sleepy Hollow?
Sleepy Hollow would be really good, actually. And then you could bring Mr. Toad into that somehow.
Yes, and then the Horseman at the end.
The Horseman in the end. Or Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
Being that Hocus Pocus is part of the stage show here for Halloween and such, I think that would be a good one, especially turning the graveyard scene into the graveyard where, like, Billy is there.
Oh, yeah, and have the
stuff.
At the end, they could have the big stone statue of Winnie.
Yes, but I think what they have to do, so when you're... if you haven't been to the one in Disneyland, at the very end of it, you see Oogie Boogie with his wheel.
Yeah, like where our hitchhiking ghosts are.
Yes. So at ours, if they did do the Haunted Mansion one, I think at the end you need to see Jay and Ice in their cages hanging in that area as you go past where the hitchhiking ghosts are. You just see the two bird cages of Jay and Ice, the bullies from the movie, just hanging there in that area. Like, let me out of here. Take me with you. Get me out. I think it'd be fun.
Or they could put Winnie in that
spot.
Yeah,
the statue,
too.
I think Winnie would be great.
And years ago, years ago, that statue of Winnie was at the Planet Hollywood here.
It was at
Disney Springs. It was up, you know how you can go up the stairs to see different things? Mm-hmm. It was up one of the ones that was off the staircase.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You showed
really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be cool to do an overlay. I mean, maybe not Nightmare Before Christmas to give us something different to bring people in, but Nightmare would be cool too. I mean, either way, it's just
so good. And I love how they have the outside decorated. I love the music they're playing as the clock is going around.
But even the stretching room completely changes.
It's so good. And you know, and I know there's people out there how I used to be. Like, let's not change it. Don't ruin it. We wouldn't like that. And I didn't know how I'd feel because the Haunted Mansion is my favorite.
Right.
Well, then when I got to see it a few years ago, I absolutely loved it.
Right.
And then when we were just there in August, that was like a mission. We had to go on that for sure.
And this year, you had to have a virtual queue for the mansion because of all the construction they're doing because there's no room for a line. So we only got to ride it once a day when we were at the park, sadly.
We only ride it twice while we were
there? That's all we rode it was two times.
Bummer.
When we were there 2 years ago, I think we rode it like 3 and 4 times a day just to kind of go through it again. But we haven't rode the regular Haunted Mansion out there in probably 4 years.
Maybe so.
At least probably 3 to 4 years at least since we've seen the regular. It was the year when we went with Sean.
That was in 21.
Yeah, so that was the last time we saw the regular Haunted Mansion.
But you know, I love that mansion so much. I don't care if we see it like in the original way or in the Nightmare overlay because it's all so good.
It is. It's great. But when you get to that graveyard scene at the end of it with the overlay, it's
so
like
good.
They took the graveyard out and they put this whole new scene in there. And when you get to the bottom of falling out of the attic, and you get to the bottom there, and instead of the gravedigger, you have
Sandy Claus
standing right there with Zero. And it's just like he's talking
so good.
To you. And it's phenomenal. And then you turn and Sally is right there looking at you. And it's just... I love it. I think it's just
me too. Yeah. We have videos of that on our YouTube channel also, and our social media if you want to check that out because it's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things. If you get up to Disneyland during that while it's there, make sure you go on there and check out the attraction because you will absolutely love it. If you're a Nightmare Before Christmas fan, you're gonna love it. If you're a Haunted Mansion fan, you're still gonna love it.
Even if you're not huge on Nightmare Before Christmas, it's still pretty cool to see.
It is. It's really cool. The amount of detail is what blows me away every single time.
So good.
It is. It is. So is there anything else you have to talk about? Because we're only like 47 minutes.
I don't know. I was short on my podcast this week, too. There hasn't been a lot of news.
We need some news.
Going on.
We need something. We got to come up with something over the next week.
Well, if we actually go do something.
Maybe we'll get out of the house this weekend.
That would be a good idea. Maybe leave the house.
Or maybe this week we'll go out of the house or something.
Well, yeah, I would like that.
Although, isn't there another storm on the horizon that could possibly
so they're saying that there's more disturbances out in the tropics like for later this week, but who knows?
But they don't know, and anything at this
point
could change.
You know, they're watching.
I just know the one we went through was they kept saying how big of a storm it was and how bad it was gonna be for us, and for us it was a lot of rain, a lot of wind, but not there wasn't much damage around us that I saw.
And I thought there was going to be because about 5:30 in the morning our whole house was shaking,
and by 6 it was done.
Yeah, the wind was terrible. The rain was terrible. I mean, it was loud in our house and until it wasn't. Then it just stopped.
Yeah, I can't remember where I had to go, but I had to go somewhere Friday morning. And just driving through our subdivision, I expected to see branches down and palm leaves especially and stuff like that. I didn't see anything. Hmm. And it was early in the day. And when I got up, I went out front to start putting our porch and our patio back together. And just looking around, I didn't see a lot of leaves down. I mean, you would have thought you should see it everywhere, but I didn't see any of it. So
no, it wasn't bad.
We survived this one really well, actually.
Really, really well.
Yeah, that one bad, not even a full day, and then that was it. I know Corey and Lucretia in Alabama, they were getting rain like the day before. We weren't even getting rain. It was sunny here, and they were getting pouring
pouring down rain. Yeah, where they
so
are,
I hope so. It's not bad again because there's still people recouping.
Yeah, exactly. Back to back like that.
Yeah.
I hope this is just a storm and that it dies down and goes away because that's usually what happens with a lot of them.
Yeah.
But to have back to back to back would be really rough on some people.
True.
So, anyway, keep all those people in your thoughts and prayers. They're dealing with a lot of stuff right now, and a lot of us are lucky that we don't deal with any of that. So,
right.
Give your thoughts and prayers to people who are dealing with that right now. Guess I'll mention our sponsors.
Sure.
We're going to end a little bit early so you can go ahead and do what you got to do, eat dinner, or if you want to go somewhere, or do something like that, or get ready for the Lions game.
Lions game.
Whatever you want to do. But I wanted to mention, I already mentioned them once, but I'm mentioning again, MEI Mouse Fan Travel, our official travel partner of the Main Street Mouse. They can help you with all your travel needs, no matter where you're going at in the world, Disney or non-Disney, Universal, Royal Caribbean, whatever you want, they can help you out. So on the Main Street Mouse website, there's banners all over the pages. Click on any one of those. It'll reroute you to their website. Fill out a quick form of just some basic information, and one of their great travel advisors will contact you, and they will help you out. And the best part of it is free.
Free is good.
Free. It's like trick-or-treating. You just get free stuff. And then one other I wanted to mention is our official stroller scooter partner, Kingdom Strollers. They've been with us since almost day one of the Main Street Mouse. They came on board when we were just starting out as an advertiser, and they've been with us all along. They will help you if you need to rent a stroller or a scooter or whatever. I know they have other things on their website that you can rent, and they will deliver it to wherever you're staying, and then they will pick it up at the end of your stay, so you don't have to worry about returning things. You don't have to worry about any of that. They deliver to the hotels, resorts, and even if you have a house rented or whatever, they will deliver to that. So you can reach them at kingdomstrollers.com. Again, we have their banners on our website also. So click on that, and you can get in contact with them and get whatever you need. So I guess that is all I have. Anything else from you?
I don't think so.
So Vespa has nothing. We watched Spaceballs the other night. So
yeah, for those that don't know, he calls me Princess Vespa.
And for those who do know why I do it.
Me.
It's true.
I'm more easygoing than her. Sorry.
You should see her industrial size hair dryer.
Yeah, I know.
I need to pull a trailer just to bring it with us anywhere we go.
Uh-huh.
Because she can't leave home without it.
Right.
So anyway, I'm going to step aside. I'm going to let you close out the show.
Okay. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for the support. Thank you for supporting all three of the podcasts that we do. Don't forget to check out LostPrincessApparel.com to get your holiday bags and leggings. That ends on Friday. And just thank you for all the support. We couldn't do any of this without you. And until next time, have a wonderful, fantastic, magical week ahead, and we'll see you real soon.
Our trip around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me, and I hope you've enjoyed your journey as much as I've appreciated being a part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings, watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.
Some imagination, huh?